Good morning. It's 8:22, April the 10th, 2017. It's sun's finally getting up to where it's a little bit warm, but it's been cold. My fingers are freezing. My ears are freezing because there's a breeze that's whispering, Louise. Or you're gonna freeze. I'm not sure exactly. At any rate, here I am. I'm out. I'm walking. I'm moving. I'm a little later than I usually am. A little earlier than I planned. I really do need to be getting out here sooner rather than later. I've been up since about, I'm gonna say 5:30. Just sort of wandering around. One of the problems is my brain is having one of those days where I'm not exactly sure. Squirrel! Oh, yes. No, not actual squirrel, though. Should look around because there may be some here. Yeah, it's been kind of a rugged day today so far. It's not even 8:30 yet. But yeah, one day at a time, one day at a time, one step at a time. I'm honking along because I am hungry. I really wanted something more than a pastry. I got pastries yesterday. I know better than to get pastries because I'm much better off eating peanut butter toast than I am sugary snacks. There's enough sugar in the peanut butter, there's enough salt in the peanut butter. If people aren't up by the time I get home, I'm going to have a bagel. I got some smoked salmon to go on it, so get a little protein. Get some carbs. I figured I'd get out and get my blood moving this morning. If I wait any longer, it's going to be too bright to see the screen. Oh, look, a great blue heron. This is shocking because they're so large. Particularly low like that, where it's like maybe 100 feet away. Flying overhead. So yeah, I gotta get some protein, get some carbs, get some food in me. If my wife is up, I will rattle in the kitchen and make something. But if she's not, I'll just have a bagel. I should have done that earlier. I really, 2020 hindsight thing. So yeah, I'm pumping along. Yesterday was pretty much day of rest. I did get the walk in. I did get some work in early in the morning. I've been through the manuscript a couple of times. Almost all the feedback is in from beta readers. I'm waiting on one at the moment. And I think Karen will be ready for the file today. And I can't keep her waiting, so. We'll take what we could get. Which is a message for someone in particular, you know who you are. still have this knot behind my shoulder blade. It's not as bad as it was yesterday. I could almost turn my head around. Where yesterday I couldn't at all. That was sad. That was sad. Pavement pounding, pavement pounding. He even saw me. I'm at the busiest intersection on my walk. The guy talking on his phone. He never looked in my direction. It wasn't like I was going to walk out in front of him or anything, but I don't think he even saw me. My fingers are cold. I'm walking in the shade. Oh, there's a little sun right there. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I'm walking in the shade, so it's cool off. Ambient, like I said, maybe I didn't. Ambient's around 40 degrees, which in a windbreaker and sweatshirt and undershirt, that should be enough. That wind is cutting this morning. Luckily, I don't have a lot of wind right here. I'm building up a little temperature inside. A little heat. Bring up the heat. So today is the day I have to sit down and pay my estimated taxes. That's a biggie. I need to do it before the 18th. And I want to get it taken care of so I don't lose track of the day and forget it. I also need to make some reservations this week for Balticon. 6 weeks out now. Hey, ready? Say it with me. Monk post. So yeah, I'm walking east. I got the sun in my eyes, actually. But, feels good. At least I'm not freezing. My fingers are still cold. My nose is still running. But I'm walking fast enough, hard enough that this guy's gonna be a pain in the butt, isn't he? Coming up on an intersection, and there's a car, a truck that's just sort of and not even a blinker. It's not like he didn't know where he was going. Maybe he didn't, I don't know. He's made this turn and turn into a driveway. He didn't know where he was going. Going too slow. 10 miles an hour. Car behind him didn't like it either. Yeah, and the people who fade to the left in order to make a right-hand turn are irritating. Oh, look at that. Well, you can't see that, but it's lilacs. Bloomed. Purple ones. They're lovely. They smell delightful. Stop and smell the lilacs. This guy's got his sprinklers going. That is even day, Sunday. So yeah. If I turned mine on, mine would be going. So it's a big group of lilacs. None of these are blossomed. Oh, these are. I stepped wrong, twisted my knee. He didn't want to do that. So yeah, here I am. I'm walking. I don't have anything big to talk about today. I don't have anything. I really have a lot to say today. I don't. I'm sort of feeling the ADHD buzz this morning. I don't. I can't put together a coherent thought. Building a platform. I'm thinking about building a platform because I keep getting questions about, so how do I use this, that, or the other channel to sell books? And the answer is you don't. So I had a guy who's one of the G+ groups who wanted to know how he's going to, what's the best way to use LinkedIn and something else, Pinterest, I think, to sell books. And my answer is don't. That's not what those channels are for. And so he came back with kind of a snotty reply, which was, well, in spite of what all the publicists are telling me, I need a platform. And I said, yeah, yeah, you do need a platform, but that's what you asked for, was how to use these channels in ways that will not build a platform. If you want a platform, build a platform, absolutely. Find out how to build a platform, and don't listen to publicists when it comes to telling you how you want to do that. So I linked him to C.C. Chapman, Don't Lead with the Ask. Because it's pretty decent. Early. Early information stuff that can get you in trouble if you don't pay attention to what you're doing by asking people to do something for you before you've built a relationship with them. Between my shoulder blades has got to come out. I don't know quite how I'm going to get to it. It's better, like I said, it's better today. I was very conscious of it when I was trying to get comfortable last night and get some sleep. I did go to bed relatively early. Did sleep in a little bit this morning, so I got some rest. I've got the walk. This file records, I'll have the talk. If I get some food in me, that'll be nice. If I get some, I'll do the meditation this morning early. I usually do it around mid-morning. Lately, I've not been doing it until 10:30, 9:30. Wind coming in from the east. Yahoo! Holy cow. That was brisk. It was just a little gust, but cold enough that made my eyes water. But here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.